Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to once again thank those joining us on blogtalkradio.com, whether through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Our first guest this afternoon, of course, was giving us his journey as a writer. Our next guest is someone who's a recording artist that's sharing with us his own personal story. Young Marco is making his first appearance on our program. He's here to talk to us not only about his love of music, but also to introduce his new single, One Night, on the show. Marco, welcome to Conversations Live, man.
What's going on, Big Homie?
Hey, man, how's it going?
Good. Going great. It's going great.
Well, good, man. Well, congratulations to you, man, on the single One Night. As we said, we're going to have you introduce that for our listeners here in a moment. But I want to talk about what this whole experience has been like for you. You have this single available. You know, your fans, you know, are following you on Twitter, of course, keeping up with you on Facebook. What is it like to see this dream that you have being able to come true in front of your eyes like this?
You know, it's great. You know, it came so fast. It just came out of blue, actually. It's moving faster than I thought it was going to move. Actually, when I was eight, you know, not 8 years old, I always wanted to be an artist or entertainer, you know. And I never thought that I'd be this music superstar or this idol to other kids. But, you know, it blew up very fast. It blew up very fast.
Yeah.
And it feels great. It feels great.
You know, you talk about, of course, you know, other kids looking up to you, you know, and being a role model. You know, for you, when you were growing up, Marco, who did you listen to? Who were you inspired by?
Usher. I was listening to Usher. Michael Jackson. I was listening to Michael Jackson. You know, Andre 3000.
Okay.
Big Boy. You know, so back then, I was basically listening to everyone. You know, music
gotcha.
Was music to me.
Right,
but I was
right.
That ear for music, for great music.
Right. And now you're able to create music yourself for other people to be able to listen to. So, I mean, when you think about, you know, your music, the music that you create, Marco, you know, when people hear your music, what do you hope it makes them feel? What do you hope it makes them think about?
You know, I want life, you know, relationships, being loved, you know, all that, emotional feelings.
Yeah. And I think that's the whole key, I think, for music these days, to make you feel, I mean, something and of course, I mean, to remember something from it. You know, when I was listening to the music myself and first reading about you and when I reached out to your people, was glad that we could make this interview happen. You know, I think about how many people will be inspired, you know, by you and what you're doing, Marco. I want to ask you about performing, because I think for especially a recording artist, it has to be a real thrill for you to get up in front of a group and to perform music, you know, that is yours. Can you tell us, can you explain what that feels like for you?
You know, it's always a little nervousness in you, regardless, because, you know, I'm young, I'm still young, and I'm getting in front of a whole bunch of group of kids, you know, students, and performing for them. But, you know, you get over it, but when you see how the fans react and the crowd react to you, it's a great feeling. It's a really great feeling.
I can imagine it is, man. I mean, you know, and especially, you know, when they know the words, when they've been keeping up with you, you know, that definitely has to be a great thing. For those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with young Marco. He's making his first appearance here on Conversations to talk to us about not only what this experience has been like for him, but also, you know, how it is that he's been able to share his love of music with the world. Marco, you know, I mentioned Facebook and Twitter. You know, you do have these fans literally around the world, thanks to the internet, that stay in contact with you. Can you explain to us what it's like to have fans, to have people who have heard your music and that are ready for what's coming up next from you?
Actually, that's great too. But you know, at the time, I didn't even know that I had all these fans. Mm-hmm. You know, you really don't know. You just know in your community you have fans in your community, but outside your community, you don't know unless you go do a show somewhere else and you be like, whoa, like these people really know me. They know me. They sang my songs. They know my words. So, you know, that's a great feeling too. And it's every time I perform and I see people singing my songs, I can tell me and my label, which is Fresh Day Entertainment, we're working, and the people behind me, we're working.
Yeah. We're going to talk about that hard work here in a moment and why that's so important, Marco. But so let's get to the single One Night. Talk to us about how the song came about.
Actually, I was in the studio at the time. You know, I just got done recording a song that I haven't released yet, which is called Rainy Days. I haven't released that yet. I was recording that song or whatever, and, you know, my pops, which is my dad, he was playing a beat. And he was like, listen to this before you leave. And I'm like, the beat's saying something to me. Usually beats don't say nothing to you, but, you know, the beat was saying something to me. And my dad always taught me, you control the beat don't control you. So I'm hearing the beat say, we only got one night. That's what I'm hearing it say. So I'm like, all right, okay, I got some footage right now. So as soon as I wrote it, we went in and recorded. And I'm not saying, when I was saying one night, I'm not saying for no one night stand or nothing like that. Say for instance, you're going out of town or whatever, right? And
right.
you meet someone out of town, and you know this is the only time you guys going to meet. So you want to make a great impression for your first time, you know. And that's where the song came from, One Night.
All right. Well, since we have you here with us, Marco, why don't you go ahead and do the honors and introduce the single for us?
All right. Yeah, it's your boy, Young Marco, right here live, you feel me, coming up with my hit single, One Night.
Hello. Yeah. I've been wanting to see you since then. Since that one night. Young Marco. Young Marco. Young Marco. But I thought it'd be right if I let you know, girl. And I hope you know that we only got one night to do what we want, girl. And my heart keep beating fast, cause you're the only thing I'm missing. Let's start with the talking, girl. Let's start some kissing. No, I ain't tripping, but all I'm trying to say is that we got one night, girl. And I'm really trying to make it right, girl. Everything gon' be alright, girl. Cut off your phone and go ahead and tell your friends goodnight, girl. Cause this is our one night, girl. Everything gon' be alright. You understand for me to be your man. So I really gotta treat you right, girl. Everything gon' be alright, girl. We ain't gotta fuss and fight, girl. Cause this is our one night, girl.
Our one night.
I'm gonna treat you right. Our one night. Yeah, so all that hurt and stuff is done. It's time to have fun. Me and you,
we
girl.
We only got one night.
That was Young Marco with One Night here on Conversations Live. We actually are speaking with the man this afternoon. He's been talking to us about this experience for him, what it's been like to produce this music, of course, perform it for his fans and share it with the world online, and now, of course, they're able to get the single. You know, Marco, I want to ask you this question. You began the conversation talking about, of course, you know, being a role model and being able to have other people look up to you. What do you hope, especially young people, what do you hope they look at you and say, you know what, if young Marco could do this, that means I could do it too. What would you say to them about the importance of having a dream and holding on to that dream?
The main first thing I say is, you know, thank God, because dreams do come true. You know, like I said, I would never thought that I would be who I am today, you know, because back then I was this football player, football star. You know, every kid have a dream of being this big athletic player. So, you know, basically what I want to tell y'all is just, you know what I mean, keep following your dreams because dreams come true. And, you know, if you're going to do something, be the best at it, you know. Don't settle for less. Always strive for greatness. And that's always been my motto since day one.
Well, I think that's the key to it. Again, everyone, Young Marco is our guest. You can find out more information about him by going to his website at IamYoungMarco.com. Also, he is on Twitter. You can find him at @IAM_YoungMarco. And then, of course, he has a fan page on Facebook as well. You can find him there as well. Young Marco, how can our listeners get the single One Night?
You know, you can go on Google, type in One Night, or you can type in Young Marco. There's plenty of download links. You know, click on one of them. Help yourself and, you know, just download it and listen to it.
All right. All right. Well, man, congratulations to you again, Marco. Continued success. And, look, we look forward to staying in contact with you, man, and also continue to share your music with our listeners here, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
All right, no problem, man. Glad to do it. Again, Young Marco, everyone, make sure you visit his website at IamYoungMarco.com. I think I noticed yesterday, too, if you go to his Facebook page, there's actually a link there for you to be able to download the single One Night on his Facebook fan page, too, so you can take advantage of that. And then, of course, he's on Twitter, @IAM_YoungMarco. If you're following us on Twitter, we actually tagged him on this show. So if you did come in late and missed part of the interview, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. It's available completely for free. Just go to our radio website at blogtalkradio.com/conversationswithmusic. I know that's long. So all you have to do is, if you're following us on Twitter or friends with us on Facebook, go on our page and just click on that link, and you can go back and listen to the show completely for free if you came in late. A lot of great information, but I think one thing that Marco said that is so important, of course, is that to know what your gift is. Music was evidently his gift, you know, after being fans of people like Usher, Michael Jackson, of course, Outkast. He was able to find his own sound, and now he's able to share that with all of you. So that is the thing, you know, if you know what you love, that's what you should be following, and that's what Marco is doing, and that's what all of you guys can be doing as well. That's going to do it for us for this part of Conversations Live. We're going to turn it over to the radio side, where our resident chef, Bruce Treader, will be there to give us our quick and easy cooking tip of the day. Until next time, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Have a great one.